Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
All right, Live the Web Girl actually found this story and shared it, and I think it's an interesting question. Halloween is just a few days away. Kmart has removed a bride costume from shelves after a petition. Now, once again, it's a costume. They're not actually giving, like, bride outfits for adult women. Here's the whole story. They pulled the Halloween costume from their shelves in Australia after a woman called, created a petition. She accused the company of promoting forced child marriage. I feel like that's kind of jumping to a conclusion, but I'll continue. The woman named Shannon organized a petition on change.org after discovering the costume in a Kmart store, which was called the bride costume. It showed a little girl wearing a white dress and a headband veil. Kind of cute, if you ask me. You can see this on our Facebook page, Radio Now 100.9 if you're in Indy, or Radio Now Houston in H-Town. And the little girl's wearing the little dress, the head veil, and according to the packaging, the costume is for little girls between the ages of 4 and 6, I guess it's the right size too. However, Shannon claimed the bridal gown was beyond inappropriate and normalized forced child marriage, which continues to be a problem around the world. She said, "Tell Kmart this is beyond inappropriate and offensive, and that they have a social responsibility to pull this." Well, people signed the petition. Not a ton of people, but I guess enough attention was raised that Kmart in Australia actually pulled the bridal Halloween costume.
Wow.
833-563-2539. As parents, I'm sure it is tough sometimes, like figuring out what am I going to have my kid wear. Like, do you ever wear, like, does your daughter like sweet things? Or is she like some kids like Halloween where it's all gory and bloody?
Well, I will tell you, because Halloween, you know, a lot of people get sexy. And my little one is going to be, she's 9. She wants to be a cheerleader. So I ordered her costume. But I will say, I was like, oh, like the top, it's a turtleneck, but it's like a crop turtleneck. And then you wear the skirt. I mean, I was like, I'm thinking she's gonna have a coat on anyway, so whatever. But I do understand that some things you just have to watch because they can be a little provocative, especially even for the little ones.
Now, do you guys think, though, this one should be banned, though? I don't understand. Like, would you have a problem right now with your daughter? I know she's a little bit older than this, but would you have a problem with letting your daughter dress up as an actual bride? I don't see what the big deal is here. I feel like everybody gets so butthurt about everything.
Well, I get with the climate of things happening. I totally understand. Personally, and I'm only speaking on my behalf, I would not have an issue with it because my mind just doesn't go there. I'm like, oh, it's a cute bride and groom, you know, whatever. She's played bride with like her dolls, and I used to play bride with my Barbies when I was little. I wouldn't make the correlation, but now that I understand, though, obviously with terrible things that happen, this woman's concerned.
Like, I'm kind of wondering, as far as inappropriate, and it's a whole other question, 833-563-2539. If you're listening to Joe McKenzie, have you seen a costume on a kid? You're like, that's inappropriate.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, really? Because I want to know what was so inappropriate. What were they wearing? Like, what have you seen that's just like, oh, wow.
Well, I don't really think, to be honest, like fishnet tights are appropriate. I don't know. Sometimes I just think it's hard because some of the costumes are just a little sexy. They're like sexed up a bit.
Okay, let's go to Amanda this morning. Hey, Amanda, thank you for calling in. 833-563-2539. What did you want to say?
Well, what I was saying was my daughter is a zombie bride for Halloween. So it's the exact same costume, only it's gray, and then we just add the, you know, skeleton and bones to her costume. I just think some parents are making more of a deal than it is. If you don't want your daughter to wear a bride costume, then just don't buy it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they have Michael Myers and Chucky costumes and all these other serial killer costumes, but the reality that the kid's actually going to turn around and be a serial killer is slim to none.
I mean, can we be honest here? Like, Halloween is supposed to be where you dress up. We all know you're a character. Like, isn't, like, the only thing that's inappropriate for Halloween, and I'd say all ages, is, like, blackface. Other than that, everything should be fine, right?
Like, right, what? Exactly.
Am I wrong here? 833-563-2539. Amanda, thank you for calling in. Like, I just... Like, I know some people have a problem with their kids, like, getting all, like putting on blood and stuff. I'm like, it's Halloween. Like, they're supposed to be scary. You're supposed to be spooky, and that's the whole point, right?
Yeah, I don't see anything harmless with this at all. I mean, 1 year, Joe, weren't you a college graduate for Halloween?
How long did it take you to think of that one, Chops?
I know. Hold on. I feel like I have to make it sound like it was funny. Hold on. Can you guys all three, like on three, can we all laugh? 1, 2, 3.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.